Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
You know, I should be as pleased as punch at the thought of my old friend Harry Palmer penned in a cell like a circus ape, waiting his trial for murder without a defense in the world. But I'm not. I don't think I'm weeping for the hound. Far from it. But without being able to justify it logically, I'm absolutely positive the chap's not guilty. Ask me why, and I could only mutter at you. There it is. And I'm not the only one. Inspector James wasn't too happy. Marcia, well, of course, Marcia's been certain about it because of things Angela had to say while she was alive. And now there's Frank Glover, and this business of the special delivery letter from Angela to Marcia, delivered a week after she was killed. I'll have to thresh it out with Marcia. Why hasn't she told me about the letter herself and all that? But it's getting increasingly difficult. Stella Bronson, you know. One day I'll get fed up with Stella. I don't know why she can't be a bit more sensible.
But you ask me, Jeff, I think it's all perfectly absurd. It's just another excuse.
I don't have to make excuses to see Marcia. You should wait till we're married before you start shoving me on a chain.
Oh, I don't mean it like that, Jeff, darling. Really, I don't.
Then how do you mean it?
Oh, for weeks now, I've felt myself slipping. Once you used to say you were fond of me without prompting, but now...
While you're continually on edge about Marcia, I have no incentive to make affectionate remarks. And this Palmer business is enough to give anyone a horrors without anything else.
Then why lend yourself to it?
I don't lend myself. It intrudes.
If Marcia wanted to see you, or if she wanted you to know about Angela's beastly letter, wouldn't she come to you herself?
That's because she hasn't, but I'm certain there's something queer going on.
Oh, there's not. How can you be such a fool?
Stella, quite a few people have been telling me lately that I'd get along better if I occasionally did the wrong thing.
Including Marcia, I suppose.
No, not Marcia. But they may be right, just the same.
I know. You've been told to drop that Bronson woman and go back to your wife. You don't have to tell me I'm not blind.
Well, why not have some sense and relax if you understand so well? I'm obviously not going back to my wife. So in future, do you mind if we cut out these rows every time I tell you I'm seeing her?
Yes, Jeff, we'll cut them out.
You're going to cry.
Much you'd care if I did.
No, give me strength. Oh, come along, come along.
One of these days, Jeff, you're going to come back from seeing Marcia and find me gone. How much of this do you think I can stand? I've run myself into the ground for you. I've given up I don't know what to help you out. Yet you can sit there and snarl at me as cold as ice.
I'm not as cold as ice, Stella. I just hate being timid. I hate people hanging on when I'm not trying to run away. Being trapped in the middle of these everlasting storms of puerile jealousy.
I can't help being jealous.
Neither could Marcia. Now, why can't women have one tiny particle of good sense? Why do they have to go on and on as though their only hope of keeping someone's by screaming and raving, making the person they're trying to hang on to want to high heaven to get out of it all?
Who's raving now? Oh. No, darling, I'm sorry. Oh, aren't we a pair of fools? No, just come here and say you love me a little, just once.
It's always the same. First the screaming match, and then do you love me? I'm sure I love you. I adore you. I can't wait till we're married, so we can have this sort of thing 24 hours a day instead of barely 8.
Jeff!
Well, we have to have a really decent vow sooner or later. What do you say we clear it up now? Are you going to keep harping on Marcia, or are you going to behave like an adult so the pair of us can get some enjoyment out of life?
You know you can wave the cudgel over my head, don't you, Jeff? You know I'll accept any conditions rather than let you go.
All I know is I want you to shut up about Marcia. Is it a deal?
Yes, Jeff, it's a deal. But only till we're married, Jeff Pilgrim. Don't you forget that.
Where's your boss?
Hobnobbing with his wife at the Bendigo building.
Too bad. I was passing by, thought I'd drop in and see what Jeff made out of the Palmer affair.
Jeff's making plenty of it. Enough to give him excuses to camp on Marcia's doorstep again.
You look as though you've just taken a bite out of an apple with a worm in it. What's the matter? Getting fed up?
With what, Benny Puller?
I've got a bathroom twice the size of this office.
I wish you'd say exactly what you mean.
You're getting fed up with backing your losing horse?
Yes, I am. And not for the reasons you think, either.
My reasons will do. You're getting fed up with no money and no prospects, and this pokey little dog box of an office, and the irksome little things like trying to cut stencils on that portable typewriter.
That's all we have.
I'm equipping my officers with IBM electrics. Great big chaps. Switch them on and they do everything but tell you the time.
Oh, shut up, Benny. It's no good.
You can't fool me, Stella. You wouldn't mind any of these cheap makeshifts if only Jeff gave you enough affection to make up from.
Jeff happens to be one of those people you marry first and look to for affection after. Oh, hang you, Benny Pulley. You're right. You're so right.
Well, why don't you do something about it? You know, Pilgrim's marrying you purely out of gratitude. You've always known that, and you always will. It's no good me telling me that your idea of happiness is the joyous little home with the asphalt backyard, 6 yelling kids, and window shopping every afternoon for a bit of cheap beef.
It won't be like that.
Okay, you tell me what it will be like. Now, that fella Palmer's done for, and Jeff's chances of clearing his name are nil.
So it's all the more reason why I should stay with him.
So, you're going to make yourself a martyr. Stella, girl, why don't you marry me and be done with it? I can understand your turning me down if Pilgrim was really in love with you.
Benny, take me out tonight.
What?
Take me out tonight. Let me come with you now. I don't want to be here when Jeff gets back.
What is this? You showing a grain of good sense at last?
Benny, I want to know something.
I get it. Tomorrow morning, you'll be looking at Jeff for some signs of jealousy. I should tell you to go to the deuce, Stella.
But you won't, will you? Come on, be an angel. Things will sort themselves out soon, I promise you.
Found out from Frank Glover. I had a couple of drinks with him last night, Marcia. He told me you'd had this letter from Angela Tennant.
He shouldn't have told you.
Why not, if there's nothing to it? What's the strength of it? Come on, tell me.
Angela... Well, it's very simply... Angela wrote to me and... Oh, look, Jeff, really, it was just an ordinary personal letter.
Brought to you by special delivery a week after her death. What are you trying to give me, Marcia?
Well, I'd lent Angela some money, and she just wanted me to know she appreciated it.
By arranging for you to get a letter of thanks after her death, is that it?
Yes, that's it. It wasn't anything, really.
Well, in that case, you must have known she was going to die, and when.
Mm? Oh, no. I mean, well, that's silly. How could she? She must have... Well, maybe she wanted me to get it in case she did die.
Now, look here. You're talking a lot of claptrap. You're getting in deeper and deeper, and you're twittering like a thrush. I want to know what was in Angela's letter, and no fairy stories now. You don't tell them well enough.
There's nothing to tell. There was nothing in that letter, Jeff.
If you know anything about Palmer and the charges he's up on, you'll be in deep water if you keep quiet. You'll be meddling with a capital offense. Marcia, if you knew anything that would get Palmer out of trouble, you wouldn't consider to let him hang, would you? For my sake. For revenge.
What a horrifying thing to ask. Jeff, what kind of a woman do you think I am?
Yes. Yes, I expect that's going a bit far. Yeah.
There's a Mr. Aarons to see you, Mrs. Pilgrim.
Oh, I don't know any Mr. Aarons. Who is he?
He says he's Harry Palmer's lawyer.
What? What on earth? Well, ask him to wait, will you, Tess? Jeff, what's Harry Palmer's lawyer doing here?
You'd better have him in and find out.
Yes, I suppose so. Ask Mr. Aarons to come in, please, Tess.
I wonder if Mr. Aarons knows about Angela's letter.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Pilgrim. I won't keep you a minute. Just a question or two that might help my client, Harry Palmer, you know.
Oh, this is Mr. Geoffrey Pilgrim.
How do you do?
Mrs. Pilgrim, I'm trying to find out if Mrs. Angela Tennant was ill just before her death. It might have a bearing on Palmer's case. Can you help me?
Oh, I know. I'm afraid I can't.
There was no question of Mrs. Tennant being in poor health?
As far as I know, she was in perfect health.
Are you sure of that?
I'm practically positive. If she'd been out of sorts, I'm sure I'd have known.
Hmm. Couldn't tell me who she went to, could you? Her doctor, I mean.
I haven't the faintest idea.
Too bad. She got those luminal tablets somewhere. Must have had a prescription. Oh, well, thanks for giving up your time, Mrs. Pilgrim. Goodbye.
Bye, Pilgrim.
Bye. Marcia.
Jeff. Listen, Jeff.
You knew quite well who was Angela's doctor. And you told me she was ill. Seriously ill. What are you lying for? What are you trying to do?
To get you out of the mess you're in, Jeff, that's all. But if I'm not careful, I'll get myself into one. Oh, how much longer to Palmer's trial? Once his trial's over, that'll be the end of all this twisting and turning. Ah, how I hate lying to Jeff.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.